Now, eh?
Good job, guys.
Now, I like looking at some of the old sayings of the Native Americans.
You're taking the words out of my mouth.
I love
they
some of this.
They predicted all this, didn't they?
And actually, they did actually predict all this. And being a silly fool,
I'm the same.
I didn't realise. Well, I'm assuming this is where Rainbow Warrior got their name from, because it never occurred to me. Anyway, this is an American Indian said. I can't see his name, but it's on there, but it's badly written. But anyway, it's apparently a prediction that they made, and I'll just read it out. When the earth is ravaged and the animals are dying, a new tribe of people shall come onto the earth from many colours, classes, creeds, and who by their actions and deeds shall make the earth green again. They will be known as the warriors of the rainbow. So welcome, all you warriors of the rainbow. Yeah, I think that's really... There was a few other things I could have used, but I thought that was really inspiring. It is really nice, that. Anyway, so all us rainbow warriors, I think I'll have that on my shirt. Now I know why Greenpeace called their ship.
They used to quote that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
I'm showing my age.
I heard the name of their ship, Rainbow Warrior. It never occurred to me what it meant. And now I know.
I was a member years ago.
Now we know.
I assumed that they would be the people that come after us when we've all gone and that will come.
There was an American Indian chief that predicted all this was going to happen.
Yeah.
That the animals would die and the people would destroy the earth.
Yeah.
But I think he said the earth would live, the people would die.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's probably true. Yeah, but anyway.
I'd be quite...
There's loads of stuff like that on the side that I use. Okay. Let's do a meditation on what I call the earth and its suffering. And how the earth suffers, so do we suffer, and vice versa. So I want you to imagine this beautiful earth. You can imagine it as a ball, or you can as a sort of picture of the earth, green, and the seas, and the clouds. Just like the picture that was taken from the moon when men first landed on the moon. Or any picture that you can think of. Just imagine the earth. They're beautiful, full of life, full of joyfulness, full of every type of life you can imagine, full of insects, full of animals, full of beings maybe that we cannot see, full of humans, all working together interdependently with the earth. However, something has gone wrong and the earth appears to be on fire. Just if you can imagine that. And our role as meditators is to heal the earth. So just imagine each time you breathe out, this image of the earth, you're breathing out love and compassion towards the earth. So each out breath, you're breathing out beautiful, light, healing light towards the earth and towards all the beings that are on the earth, all the insects, all the animals, all the birds. Each time you breathe out, you're breathing out towards the earth. This healing, loving compassion with each out-breath. And as you breathe out each time, the fires, the pollutions, the distress that the earth is in is slowly but surely dissipated as you breathe out towards the earth all this love and compassion. And if you want, you can imagine each time you breathe in, you're breathing in all the sorrows, all the pollution, all the distress, all the fires. And each time you breathe out, you're breathing out love and compassion towards the earth. And the earth responds almost with a smile as it's healed. And all the beings on the earth respond with smiles. All the humans, all the insects, all the animals, all the birds. But breathing in, if you want, all the distresses, all the pollutions, all the negativity, and breathing out love and compassion towards the earth itself and the beings of the earth, the beings that depend on the earth, the interdependence of the beings and the earth, and vice versa. The earth is being cleansed by this love and compassion you show towards it. So you're breathing in all the distresses of the earth, if you want to imagine that, and you're breathing out love and compassion towards the earth and towards the earth's beings, all the animals, all the insects, all the humans, all the birds, all the bacteria, and all the beings we may not even be aware of. And all the beings on it respond with love and compassion towards you, including the earth. So it's a two-way process. You're breathing out love and compassion towards the beings of the earth, to the earth itself, and now they're responding in the same towards you and towards everyone in this room. Love and compassion towards the earth and its beings, and they're responding by giving out love and compassion towards us. And the earth life now is joyous and happy and refreshed. And all the beings on the earth are joyous and happy. All the humans particularly exhibit positive emotions. All the negative emotions have disappeared. Now the earth has been healed, and all the beings on the earth have been healed. Everyone in this room has been healed. And now we concentrate on our own breaths. We move away from the imaging. And just for the next minute or so, we concentrate on our breath. Breaths at the abdomen as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Just for 1 minute. Just concentrate on the movement of the breath at the abdomen. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.